And we're live.
Hey guys, what's up? I am Brian Ozone, and I am still got that cold. I am here with my man Aaron, and we're about to kick this show off. What's going on, kid? How's everything, man?
Hey, it's going pretty good, Brian. How about you, buddy? How's your day been?
It's been good. It's a good day. Starting to like rain. It's kind of crappy outside all of a sudden. Actually, as soon as I got off the train from work, walking to the house. But other than that, it's been a very fun, eventful day, as most people probably know if they've been paying attention on Facebook. We had I kind of had a stalker stalking me out today.
Yeah, this has been the day. Brian's been chased all day long by one of my fellow cohorts, John Myslowick. We call him Johnny Miz. He got Brian in his sights and was determined that Brian was going to join the page. So he's been courting Brian all day today.
But yeah, but the funny thing is like I had no idea what the heck he was talking about. Like, what did he want from me? You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, send me a link or something. He's like, there's one up above. I'm like, where?
You know, when some random guy just starts sending you love letters all day long. I mean,
really. I responded to him too. I was like, you know, it'd be better if you were like a big, you know, big boob girl, but you know,
might have got my attention sooner.
Yeah, really. But even the picture he put up, the wanted sign. I don't even know where he got that picture of me, but.
Oh yeah, man. John's been on it all day today. Johnny Miz, he said, you know, he will not rest today until Brian Ozone finally submits and comes on over to the dark side. So you're now the newest member of the Most Powerful Waffles. So.
Hey, I'm glad. I'm very glad to be a part of it, man.
Welcome to the Waffle Mafia, bro.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for having me. I'm very proud, you know, and I will keep the waffle nice and toasty.
Now, I'm pretty sure that I think part of the trade-off for you joining the group was that John was going to mod on the page, right? Like, we were going to put him to work for having to.
yeah, that works for me. We're going to put his butt to work. So, John, you better the hell with your resume. You're doing it. That's it.
Hey, we need to know your credit score, John. We need your credit.
Yes.
Score.
Yes. Yeah, but you're in, buddy. That's it.
How many attorney and loggers can you put down on an evening, sir? That's what we need.
It's pretty funny.
So what other news we got this week? This has been a wild week. There's been a few things trickle through. What you got?
Yeah. Actually, I just found this out before the show. Well, as people know, in the last week, they're calling it the Wave 2 of the Loyal Subjects. Pretty much, they just repainted the Mini Comic colors. I know the Man-at-Arms is the 2000X colors. We have Slime Pit He-Man, again, anti-Eternia He-Man's in this group. And, of course, the elusive Gold He-Man.
So I saw that. So the idea being that there's going to be a gold edition for Target. So now we have two.
Yes.
Gold He-Man.
Yes. And finally, Teela will be coming with her Cobra staff.
Oh, there we go.
So we finally will get her weapon with her.
The staff of Ka.
Yes. We will get the staff of Ka.
I also read we've got Mini Comic He-Man.
Yes.
We've got Motuk Man-at-Arms. So it's the, I guess that is the Classics paint job, or is that the 2000X?
No. He's the 2000X version.
Okay.
The Triclops is the Mini Comic.
Yeah, Mini Comic Triclops. It says 1 in 24.
Right. I forget what the Manny Faces is. He's a very strange color.
It does Mini Comic Manny Faces. So I don't know, where the big difference is there. I'd have to have them side by side to look at them. But I did see that there's also going to be a 2000X Blood Skeletor, which is a 1 in 48. I don't know why the emphasis on blood, but he's.
Well, They made him in the 2000X. He's just like red, you know. He's like a deep red colorish.
Okay.
So the nickname was Blood Skeletor, like on eBay, and
Gotcha.
that's kind of what they named him, like Disco
Oh, very cool.
Skeletor. So
Very
yeah,
cool.
so that's where that name come from.
And then we've got Orange Faker, and then we've got the Slime Pit He-Man is a, it says this is the Club 28 variant. Only 28 exist. So we're getting right back into that craziness with Anti-Eternia He-Man, where
Great.
supposedly there are only 28 being made.
That's great. To me, that sucks because it's like, you know, you want to complete the collection, and I get the one gold guy, fine. You want to be a jerk, but give everybody a chance and opportunity to complete the collection. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, man. And I mean, honestly, the Slime Pit He-Man, you know, there was a big demand for that figure, actually. I mean, I've seen a lot of customs being done of that. So, you know, that was super popular, and that's the one they choose to do 28 of.
It's
So
ridiculous.
there you go. I guess I will not own one.
What is the new number for the Anti-Eternia email? Do you know? Does it show?
Oh, it says it's a Club 28. So, I mean,
It's
from what
another
I understand, there are only 28 of them.
great. But there is good news. I actually did come across. I actually did put it on the Galaxy Facebook page.
Masters of the Galaxy.
They have the store number and the town
I saw that.
and state of every Target that will be having these figures. So.
Yeah, man, that was an excellent share because as soon as you posted that to Masters of the Galaxy, I real quick ran down the list to see because it is listed, you know, every state, every city
Yes,
that
yeah.
particular target's getting. So, mine, however, not on the list, but there is one in Tennessee that's about an hour from me that I can get to. So.
Well, I can tell you what, I'm probably gonna buy a couple of cases, so I'm gonna have a lot of extras, so we'll probably make a deal. But
Well, the madness starts again. I mean, here we go. We're back into loyal subjects buying the blind boxes.
But actually, it's it. I really like the idea of them doing this because yesterday was my 39th birthday, and
Yeah, late happy birthday, Brian.
thank you. And we, me and the family, we went out to this barbecue joint called Famous Dave's out in Long Island, and directly across the street is a Target. So I figured we'll go hit the Target up afterwards, and you know, who knows, maybe I'll get lucky,
Yeah, it's your
but.
birthday. Why not?
Of course, they didn't have any, and they checked the system, and it's not even in the system yet. So, and then immediately when I found the list today, I called the one, excuse me, the one in Brooklyn, and they don't have it in stock yet, and they don't know when it's coming. But they did say that they get a truck every day, so it could be tomorrow, the following day, but they are on the way. So guys, I would say just check in with the Targets every day. And she did say that if they do have it on the website, they will hold it for you. So you can order it.
Oh, very
And
cool.
yeah, that's a very cool thing. So I don't know if they're selling singles or the box that way, but either way, I think it's a really great idea because you don't have to hurry up and run there and push people out of the way and, you know, do all the, you know, get all evil and push kids out of
Or go only
the
to find that somebody has torn the corner of every box
Or
and already
the,
looked
yeah.
inside. So, you know, you can get a
Yeah.
pristine box if you order it online. And I would imagine if you buy the whole box, it's probably going to save you a little bit on shipping. So.
Yeah, but they might actually have a certain amount of money you buy, you get free shipping. So I'm sure if you buy a box I believe is like 230 or over $200. So
Yeah.
you're probably more than lucky to get the free shipping with that. But so you know, hey guys, please feel free to let people know if and when you do find them, so you can help the other people locate them
Yeah, this is
because.
going to be one of those things. I think it'll happen kind of like it did last time. If everybody will just sort of check in when you get one and check in on the various pages, you know, post it to Masters of the Galaxy, post it to Lucky Legends, throw it out there. And then that way we can share the news and everybody knows where to grab them at. So,
yeah, I mean, go to the Galaxy page, the Legends page, the Waffle pages. Let the rest of the people know. Even if you have doubles, keep them, because other people have doubles. We can trade.
We've done a lot of that in the group, man. I mean, it's been really surprising to me, especially with my group, and I know a couple of the others. But I mean, folks are like, "Hey, man, what do you need? I need that Tiva. Hey, I've got two Triclops. I'll trade you." You know, I mean, people have been really good about it.
That's the way it should be. I mean, we're a family. You know, however you want to look at it, we're all in it together. So let's help each other out. And the first step to me is, if you do find them in a particular store, you know, hey, listen, Arizona has them, or, you know, Pennsylvania's got them.
Well, it gives everybody kind of an idea of the way that it's moving across, you know. So, like, I know some people were reporting last time, hey, it just hit here in the Midwest and it hadn't hit out here on the East Coast yet. So, you know, it's a good deal to say, hey, I got it here, because that does mean that it's out there. So, little hope for looking.
Right. But for some reason, I believe usually these things do find their way on the West Coast first and slowly come to the East Coast. So, again, you know, just keep an eye out, guys, and let everybody know what the deal is. And, I already checked eBay, and they're already looking for, you know, $25 to $45 for the Triclops figure.
So the Triclops is the
yellow version.
Yeah, he's the mini comic colors. So that's pretty sweet. I mean, some of these variants on this one, I think everybody's kind of tired of repaints.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, you know, there are a few small differences in some of those. I know with Skeletor, there was a couple that had, you know, one had the clawed feet, one had the booted feet. So there are some small differences. And then as far as the colors that we're getting this time, I mean, I'm cool with it, man. That's a cool list. It's Slime Pit He-Man tops it for me anyway. I mean, that's pretty cool. And this Blood Skeletor, you've got me interested in that, because I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a variant guy. I can't stand them. I think it's a waste of time and money. But the Loyal Subjects figures are just so amazing that I eat them up. You know, I'll take them.
Yeah, and to be honest, man, I saw that mini comic Stratos. There was a picture of that one.
That's another one.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on. That thing is awesome. It's just like the PowerCon exclusive we're getting.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty cool wave. I just wish that the Slime Pit and the Anti-Eternia were just a little bit higher to get, because, you know, 28 of them is kind of rough.
Yeah, and what I don't get, and maybe you can explain this to me, or maybe somebody else knows the answer. I think we talked about it once before, and of course, I don't claim to know everything. I like for you guys to chime in and tell me what's going on. But okay, so Mini Comic Triclops shows 1N24, and then Slime Pit He-Man shows Club 28 variant only 28 exists. So I'm assuming by the 1N24, does that mean one in every 24 boxes is supposed to have?
Yes. Okay. That's what they're predicting. They're predicting one in every 24. So I guess.
So Triclops would be, as far as variants go, Triclops would be our most common, then the Blood Skeletor, then the Faker, and then we get into the Club 28 Slime Pit, then, of course, Gold, there's only one.
So basically, you probably have to get two boxes, probably manufactured, like one right after the other, to get everybody except for the Anti-Eternia and the Slime Pit He-Man, because then you'll have, well, maybe three or four, I guess, because 1 in 48, you know what I mean? I don't know how many come in.
I would think mathematically, you know, well, I'm, as far as I know, I want to say, hang on, let me find an old box sitting here. I want to say we've got 12 in a case. Is that right?
Yeah, it's 12 or 15. I forget.
Let me look. Yeah, I think, let's see, hang on. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 6, 6. We got 12. So there's 12 in a case, at least as far as the old case. I've got a, this is a Walmart case, but so 12 in a case, I would imagine they're not going to change the packaging at all.
Yeah, probably the same. Probably the same. So yeah, you're probably looking at, but the thing is too, like I say, like the way that they their equation would be, you'd have to get a case that was made after a case that was made after a case that was made after a case, not a case and then another case from a different batch.
Yeah.
So it these things are really, really tough. And what sucks is I'm really, really good at cracking the codes of these blind bags, blind boxes or whatever. And there is absolutely no way, no distinction from one box to another of the loyal subjects.
Yeah, at first we actually thought that we had broken a code there on this last wave and thought that we had figured something out, but it would appear that I don't know if that was just random luck or how that happened, but really I think mathematically in order for it to work out, it would have to work out like you just said. You'd have to get the one that was right after the one, right after the one, because they've got to know numbers-wise how many of those are out there.
Right. What I don't get is something like this. I would just sell off the website. You know, everybody's gonna want one of each. You know, sure. you're gonna sell a lot, and that's something that I would do. I would just sell each of them on the website. The heck with the stores, or even put the Target label on it if you want. You know, and call it the Target wave, or you know, the Walmart wave or whatever the next wave is we're getting, supposedly Hot Topic or whatever.
So you would suggest that you would rather see it on the website where we could pick and choose and get the ones we want?
Yeah, because then you know you're going to be able to get every figure and complete the line and not have multiple doubles.
No, man, I love the idea, and I wish they would do it that way, because obviously, you know, it would be a lot easier to get a hold of what we need. But you know, we were talking about Johnny Miz earlier and about how persistent he is. That cat bought like 420 boxes of loyal subjects. I'm not even kidding. Like, I mean, he really went ham. So I don't think that, you know, the loyal subjects got to figure it out. They know that there's Johnny Miz's out there who are going to go buy 15 cases of these things.
You know, that's why sometimes it's easier just to wait for a big lot on eBay.
Yeah.
And you know, if it's $100, $200 to complete the set, hey, you just saved yourself all that trouble of going, hunting them down, wasting all that time, and opening up boxes and being disappointed because you just opened up five Manny faces in a row and you're stuck with them.
Now, personally, I did not have that kind of disappointment. I got very lucky. I went to my local Walmart when those came out. I grabbed two boxes. I'm not cases, just individual boxes. I said, I'm going to get two. That's all I'm getting. And so I reached down, I grabbed two, and got it home. I had a Evil Lynn was one of them, and the Red Beast Man was the other. So the flocked Red Beast.
Nice.
So I was very, at that point I said, man, I'm not playing my luck anymore. I'm done with this. And of course I bought like three more cases, but
I mean, that's what we all do. You know, that's it. Oh yeah. And actually I found out that I remember me saying that I thought I bought like three of the purple Skeletors.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually have the blue and the purple, so I don't have the same one in triples, so I'm good. Thank God.
Cool deal. Yeah, so you ended up all right.
Yeah,
Now, I wonder on this one, is it going to be the same Trap Jaw? Because the way this list, it just shows Trap Jaw. It doesn't
I don't know, actually. I don't remember reading the description of him. I know he's involved. Maybe he's in the 2000X colors. I'm not sure.
The way it lists Trap Jaw, and then it shows Mini Comic Beast Man, and then Skeletor. So I guess we're getting another, you know, other than the Blood Skeletor, I guess we're just getting a regular wave Skeletor there.
Yeah, I honestly, Sorry, my voice is really so weird. Yeah, I mean, I just wish there just was a way to figure out what you're getting before. I mean, you could be a jerk and just pop everything open because the weapons are outside the bag of the where the person's in. You know, you could be a real jerk and do that too, which I've seen happen, which I think is just complete asinine. But you know, it's just tricky. You know, it's luck of the draw.
Yeah, hey, you don't know what you're getting. So that, I mean, that is one of the cool things about it. I think it's unique that they're doing it that way. It is exciting to see more of these being made. So,
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I'm not going to complain at all. Very cool that that we're getting those. I'd like to see a blonde haired Tila if we could get into some of that stuff. Like, you know, but this particular wave, it's interesting what we're getting. So I'm definitely okay with that. I think they heard the fans on the slime pit though. Because I thought that was really random to just jump over and grab Slime Pit He-Man and
Well, you know what else I hope they're doing? I hope that they're using this time of with all the repaints of the variants, that they're the next wave will be new figures like Hordak or
yeah, man. I mean,
She-Ra.
even I've seen some folks doing some customs of Scareglow.
Oh yeah.
Man, Scareglow and some of the customs that I've seen, especially. I mean, Joe
Oh.
did one; it was phenomenal. But I
Yeah,
mean, as
yeah.
far as the paint jobs and stuff on those, there was a guy in my group, James Manning. He does those customs. He did out of that group. He also did a Mossman using the Beastman base, and
Right.
man, it
I
was
did that.
incredible.
Yeah, I did that. I made a Beast Man and I did an anti-Eternia He-Man too.
Man, you got to post that stuff on the page, Brian.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Come on, dude, share your glory.
I know, I know. But yeah, you know, I did them quick. You know, the paint apps aren't really that great, but I will. I'll take a picture after the show, put it on. But
Come on, man. We won't say anything but nice things. We promise. Nobody's going to hurt your feelings.
yeah. No, hey, even negative is cool because it just gives me, you know, even if it gives me ideas how to make it better, to fix it, or even gives me ideas in the future.
Just adds fuel to the fire,
That's
baby.
it, man. That's why I constantly say feedback. Any feedback is good feedback, no matter
Oh yeah,
what.
I take it all. It's good, bad, it doesn't matter. If you're talking about me, then that's fine. That's all
Yeah.
we need.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, even with the show, I always tell everybody, give me feedback, please. Let us know what you like, don't like, want to hear, don't want to hear, want, you know, want us to include, don't want on the show. I mean, you know, not only are we doing this because we're having fun, but we're also doing it for you guys as well.
Yeah, man. I mean, we want to put out something solid out there for the fans. We want to be the guys that you go to and listen to find out what's going on and get excited like we do.
Oh yeah. Oh
So,
yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
man. I mean, there's been a lot of love and support for the podcast, and I know there's been a lot of
Definitely.
folks that have passed on some really positive things. Paul Rudman's been a great support and
Yep.
passing that along in the group and
He
sharing with everybody.
I actually, as soon as I joined the Miz's group there, I threw out the link to the Galaxy page, and Rudman automatically X to join. So he's part of the Galaxy as well.
Yeah,
So.
man, that's Saint Rudd. You know, once you get to know Ruddy, he's such a nice guy, but we don't tell anybody that because he doesn't want to ruin his reputation.
Yeah.
There
Well, now it's out there, bro.
you go, Rudd. Saint Rudd's his nickname. That's what we call him, Saint Rudd.
Well,
But
God
old
bless.
Ruddy buddy, he was good about sharing, sharing the podcast and that kind of thing. So I appreciate that, Rudd.
Yep, that's good.
So we talked about loyal subjects as far as what we got coming. What about there were some things going on with PowerCon. Just I kind of wanted to mention it just to keep everybody on their toes. We've got until the 30th to order. So the pre-orders through Super 7, those are ending on the 30th. So
Right,
got to
right.
make sure that to get the exclusives, they end on Sunday, April the 30th. And there's a couple different pre-order options. I'm going to throw it out there for non-attendees. You can buy it from PowerCon directly if you go to thepowercon.com.
Right.
There is Big Bad Toy Store. You can get it from there. We
Yeah, but
got.
they're gonna be more expensive. So if you
Oh
can,
yeah. I mean, and
if you,
it really, you're better off to buy from the con because that's, I mean, you're supporting the con, and that's what we want to do because we want to make sure we keep getting the con.
yeah. I mean, Big Bad Toy Store is a great thing. I've donated thousands of dollars to them for toys, but they're very good for picking up the excess and slack of figures that don't sell at PowerCon, but they do, raise the price up a lot. But if you figure you're not paying airfare, you're not paying, all the stuff to actually go, it's still cheaper than eBay, so
Yeah, and really, bro, I mean,
it works out.
it's supply and demand. I mean, because if you look on Big Bad Toy Store, and I don't know if it's still available right now, let me say this, and then it won't be, but the Ultimates were still out there. So even though some folks missed out on getting those pre-orders on the Ultimates, you can still get those through Big Bad Toy Store if it's still holding true from what I saw recently. So.
I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed about the did they make Faker? I forgot. I
Yes.
don't They did,
Yes.
right? But they didn't include the battle damage.
Correct. That
That
is one thing that a lot of discussion has happened on that, and
yeah.
I agree, man. If all these other versions that we're getting are the ultimate versions,
Yeah,
but
should have been included. That
but people
definitely
are
should.
saying, look at He-Man, we didn't get it for He-Man either. So I kind of see the point, we didn't get like He-Man's battle armor, the battle damage, but
But there's also what, 12 different He-Mans we got. I mean,
right. Whereas
you
Faker,
can't.
that's kind of important with him because he.
I mean, they definitely would have sold a hell of a lot more Fakers if they'd included the battle damage, because his price still hit the price
Oh man, he
still
is out there.
holds the value. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I was lucky. I still can't believe when they went on sale that I was able to buy, the max was 10, I think, per person. And I've luckily, I bought the 10, and I got friends overseas that needed them, so I was able to get it for everybody who needed it, which was cool. And of course, I just gave them for the price that it was, as long as, they paid the shipping. But I just wish that would have been included, because I usually buy two of everything because I like to keep it out one in the open, and I keep one mint on card. The only one I bought two of was the Ram Man, because I forgot what's different with this Ram Man, but the paint, I believe
Yeah,
that.
he's the mini comic variant. So,
He's the only one that I bought two of, because I plan on opening him up.
but now I think it's interesting if you look at Faker, and of course I don't know color wise if what we're seeing on the screen was maybe just a mock-up or what it was, but if you look closely at it, there are some pretty big differences as far as what we got in the classics version. So, his hair. Completely different color as compared to classics. There is some color variation in the bracers and in the waist belt. So, kind of interesting there. We do get the axe. We also get the shield, which is pretty interesting too.
That is very cool. I mean, excuse me. Yeah, I mean, something like that, the little details to me count a lot, because
Well, he ultimately is a different figure. I mean, if you sat him next to my original Classics Faker, you're going to be able to see some differences. And I, if that is what we get, if that's what comes through, because they're small differences, but they're still there.
Right, I didn't even know that, to tell you the truth. So that's news to me. But that's that. Hopefully, maybe they do that with all the figures. That'll
Yeah,
be.
to me, it makes it worth it. I mean, it's kind of different, you know?
That's like why I said I only bought two of the Ram Man, because I know for a fact it's a different paint app, so I can have an open one. Other than that, I would only bought one of each.
Now, I did check that they are still available on Big Bad Toy Store. So those are still there. The Ultimates are out there if anybody still
And
wants to
how
get.
much do they sell them
Uh,
for?
they got them for $50, so it's
Oh,
$49.99.
that's not a big markup at all, really.
They offer you to upgrade to collector's grade for an additional $2. So I don't know exactly what that buys you, but C9 or better is what it's saying. So.
Yes. They usually charge you for a more of a minter version of
Cream of the
the.
crop.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's worth it for the collectors that want to get the stuff, graded, but I don't do that.
And for the fans that are not familiar with Big Bad Toy Store, it's bigbadtoystore.com. There are some other cool stuff out there. Like, I know you mentioned on one of the podcasts back when I was just a fan, just sitting here hoping and wishing that one day Brian Ozone might talk to me, kind of like John did. But Battle Cat two-piece ring sets, that stuff by Han Solo, that stuff is really sweet, man. It's still out there.
I have that. It's pretty cool. That it's actually two different rings. It's cool.
And as far as price wise on the figures, there are some figures out there, but it looks like Walmart might be in the lead right now with those prices because there was some that got flushed out to Walmart.com this past week.
Yes, I checked that out, and I do believe I saw somebody saying I think they bought something at GameStop as well.
Some of the overstock is getting flushed to GameStop, and it's really cool because we saw it come through in the group. Somebody posted a picture, said, "Hey, I just picked these up at GameStop," and it
That's
was one of the two
right.
packs. And I was
That
like, "Whoa, wait a minute." So
yes.
yeah, apparently some of our Mattel overstock seems to be trickling down to GameStop. So anybody got a GameStop near you, make sure you check that out because there's some cool stuff out there.
Yeah, and they got the exclusive. If you guys collect the Star Wars Black Series, they got the R5 D4 or whatever it's called. Like the R2-D2 droid. It's like their special exclusive. So they're getting in the toy game lately. So that's pretty cool too.
Well, I thought it was interesting that, I don't know how that partnership came to be, but it is anytime that Masters becomes a little bit more accessible to me, even, if it's just a local store, I get pretty excited because they are trickling out there. So,
I'm sure they have a lot of overstock. There must have been a lot. I mean, they had a lot of customer stock, that they had to keep for damaged items. And then I guess a lot of stuff just didn't sell. So that's what they have left over. And I'm really shocked about the anti-Eternia event. That they had
Yeah, that
so
was
many of
super surprising, man. And especially the fact
them.
that Filmation and Anti-Eternia being dropped out there like that, those are two figures that I did not expect there to ever be any overstock of. So cool that those came through.
But the thing, it's just it pisses me off to no end is the prices that these people are putting on them.
Oh, yeah, man.
I mean, okay, I get it. You want to make a dollar, sure, but come on, you don't be like Scrooge McDuck and X for $100 for a Filmation He-Man when you just bought it for $22.
Yeah, I mean, I have a strange take on it. I don't know. We've had the discussion in the group before, and I think, it's one of those things that personally I feel like, and this is just my opinion, other people feel different ways, and we've had this discussion, but I feel like when you're in a group like Lucky Legends, for example, and we are all friends, we are buddies, we talk
Your
to each other,
family.
right? So in my mind, that is not the place for marking it up and selling it high. If you want to do that, there are other outlets out there, and I'm totally cool with you doing it. I don't have an issue with it. That's your decision. But
It's called eBay.
I mean, if you want to go to Evil Bay with it, you can. But the idea being, we try to do this thing so that everybody's getting
Help.
hooked up and help
And
each
it,
other out.
yes,
And
exactly.
So I don't know. I just think there's different places to kind of do that thing, and that's just my take on it. But you
Yeah.
know, everybody to each their own. You do what you want. I mean, that's totally fine.
Oh, yeah, 100% true. It's just, if the roles were reversed and it's something you needed, and it's dangling in your face for a price range that you could afford, but honestly, do you really want to pay for, you know what I mean? Like
Well, I think it just stings a little bit. I mean, it's one of those things where yesterday you got this for 40, and today you want to charge me, 125. And it's not that I don't disagree that that figure is holding that value, but it's the scalpers are what's creating those values. So, oh, I don't know, man. It's such a tricky line to walk with that. And I do understand when people get into buying and they need to sell things, and they need to move things. I don't think there's an issue with that at all. I just think it's tough to go to your friends and say, "Hey guys, let me hook you up." You know,
Are you sure you're not just being cheap there, Grandpa?
No, I get it. I mean, if you, that's why you start these fan pages or whatnot. It's because you're trying to help each other out. You're not trying to rip each other off. You're trying to help people finish their collection. You're trying to give them an opportunity or a chance to get something that they can afford. And like I said, it really stings when you see somebody selling something for, let's just say I saw somebody selling a Filmation He-Man for $90. Somebody might have that $90, but they might not want to spend it all on it. They might, who knows what everybody's situation is. It's like I said, you want to make a dollar, that's great. Everybody, you should. You want to make money, but come on, you really want to make 110% profit?
Yeah, man. And I'll be honest, like we've had this discussion recently too, because I think some people looked at, what we do in my group and a couple of the other groups and just kind of looked down on it a little bit. But if you truly look at what we're doing, it would appear from the outside that we're making all kinds of money, but that's really just not the case, because all we're really doing is reinvesting that money into getting you the figures that you couldn't necessarily get for $5. I mean, obviously you can't get anybody for $5, but one of those things, like I know just recently, this past week I did a Filmation He-Man, and we had a lot of people jump in to play in that thing. But also along with that Filmation He-Man, I gave away like four other classics, some books, some neat other little things, that had to do with Masters. Of course, I do the Conan comics too, but it was one of those things where if you look at all of that and you look at all of the shipping that's paid and all of that good stuff, because we don't charge anybody shipping. But when we do that thing, the whole idea of this to begin with was to help each other build collections. And if you look at some of the collections that have been built in these waffle groups, it is amazing, man. It blows my mind just the way that, people have done some before and after picks. And we've had like somebody had a shelf, and then, after joining the groups, they've got five shelves. And it's awesome, man. It's awesome that everybody shares and the love and stuff.
It's good to, you see that their collection, blossom and grow like that. It's a good feeling. It's like I've been checking out Lobo. I'm not a big fan. I don't really collect the comic books of him, but I think he would look pretty cool in in my setup. So I went on eBay and I found one. The cheapest one was like $250. So I wrote to the guy. I said, not for nothing. I'm not a collector of Lobo. I just think he would really fit in with the scene and setup I have. Would you be able to do anything better than $250? And then he came back to me and says, "Well, we're the lowest price on eBay right now," which he was. But I wrote back to him and I said, "Yeah, you are the lowest, but not for nothing. None of them sell. they keep putting them back on for the same price, and nobody's biting on them because they're too expensive.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those things too, Brian, where people – I think people just take a real quick glance and they say, oh, this figure is a $100 figure, where if you really dig in and you look at those sold items and completed items, they don't necessarily go for that amount.
No, people just
get it in their head that that's what it's worth, and right. and they want to make that quick buck, so they list it really high. And you've seen these things listed, you know, 27 times if the person's had the thing out there, and it's like, come on, man, you know.
I'll give you an example. There is this thing that that's been on eBay now for probably about two years. It's you know the gumball machines. They have I forget what you want to call it though, but it shows you exactly what's in it that you can buy. You know when you put the quarter in.
Uh-huh.
It's a He-Man one, and it's got the erasers and the pencil toppers. The guy is selling it for like $300, and for the last 2 years, I keep writing to him. Listen. Love you. You know,
try to talk some sense into the man.
Yeah, you know, lower your price. I will buy it. And he kept saying no. If not, he'll keep it for his own collection. And boom, it comes right back up, same price. Time goes on. I write to him again. Same exact answer. If it doesn't sell, I'll keep it. Ten days later, boom, it's right back up. And you know what? There's one on right now. That's selling for, oh geez, I would say an eighth of the price of what he's selling it for, and yeah. I hope I win it because you know what, just goes to prove my point that you know you, just because you think you have something that's gold, if it's not gold, it's not gold.
Well, exactly. At this point, if it's not a gold He-Man,
oh yeah, really,
you're not really cashing out. But
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There's some stuff on there that honestly is like gold. I mean, but what we've got to understand is we are the ones who are dictating this market. And I, what's interesting to me, and I think we were going to talk about it. We'll just kind of flow into it. But there's been a real dump of classic figures lately. I mean, I have seen a lot of people dumping their collections and I don't know why. I think a lot of it, my speculation is that some folks are making money for Super 7 to pick up some of these PowerCon things and pick up some other things. And there's some folks that are obviously into other lines, but as far as my hardcore MOTU people, I have seen some of those folks dumping some classics. So it's interesting to me the prices that folks place on these classics, because what makes one particular figure greater than the other? Well, it's how I personally feel about it, or how that, you know, what that figure means to me. But the prices are fairly consistent. I mean, it's been surprising, but they're fairly consistent. People are trying to do pretty good deals with them.
Yeah. I've noticed that as well, that a lot of people are selling their collections off. It just doesn't make sense to me unless they're just getting rid of them. Because if you're a collector, why would you sell your toys to just continue a line? And then what would you have to do? You'd have to try to get the figures you sold back.
Well, yeah. Then I got to jump back in the line and who knows where the price point of the line is going to be at that point. I mean,
right, right.
We have seen the end of Matty Collector. So the truth is, like, that distribution channel, that's not going to happen again. So, no. You know, those prices, I don't think are going to be there anymore. And
no,
and
and those figures and molds are shot. They're gone. Because even Brian Flynn from Super 7 said it in that video he made that a lot of the molds the stuff that they needed to make the Ultimates – that's why
yeah, it wasn't available. It's gone.
Yeah, they had to retool and remake them because they're gone, and that's what's taking so long for these things to come out. Remember, we paid for these things almost a year ago, you know,
yep.
Real long time ago, and we still haven't gotten them.
Yeah, and that, man, it is frustrating to say the least. I know some folks are frustrated with it, but in the same token, I have been very thankful to be a part of some of the conversations of why, you know, these things are happening. And I mean, it makes sense, man. I understand why they're hitting some of the snags that they're hitting. And I just keep asking people, like, please be patient, man. It's coming. And when it hits, it's going to be glorious. It's going to be beautiful. You know, just give it a little bit. They want to give you the right thing, and they want to make it right. So, you know.
Yeah.
I have not lost any faith in Super 7 whatsoever.
Oh, no. If anything, I've gained faith. I mean, they've shown nothing but creative genius in their evolution of making new and improved products. The thing that I was thinking about the other day, and I may have posted it, I may not have, I'm not sure, is if Super 7, if they're going to continue the minis, the Master of the Universe minifigures that we were supposed to get with the Snake Mountain. With remember they showed off the
Hordak?
And She-Ra 2-pack, and supposedly I believe we're supposed to get Hero. I was wondering if that was still in the works.
And now you're talking about in the vintage scale?
No. Do you remember the minis that they made? They came in 2-packs.
Yeah. Wait. You're talking about completing the mini line. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, right. Now, I mean, supposedly Maddie said they were going to do it, but then a week later, Maddie collapsed and disappeared. So I was wondering if Super 7 was going to do that, because they haven't said anything at Toy Fair. And Brian Flynn didn't mention anything in that that video he made. That's something I really would love to complete, because I think it'd be awesome to have, you know, you already have the Grayskull, so it'd be cool to have the counterpart of Snake Mountain, where, you know, Skeletor and his boys can hang out in.
Yeah, I mean, you always want to have the, you know, the yin and the yang. Like, you know, if I've got Grayskull, I've got to have Snake Mountain. And that's kind of like, I really wish we could get that for classics, because Snake Mountain, I mean, come on, man. That's a huge piece in our collection.
I believe we will get that at some point in time. Probably just want to see how much interest is in the figures first before they go forward with something of that magnitude.
But that's the thing, guys. We gotta buy these. You know, we gotta buy these exclusives. We've got, and I'm not one just like over here like, hey, you know, you've gotta buy everything Super 7 gives you. But the truth is, man, the more of these things that we buy, the more are going to get created, because, man, it's just it is a money game at some point. So, you know, when we're making them profitable, they're going to make us more stuff.
Yeah, it shows the interest, that there is interest in what they're making, plus more, because they pay attention. Listen, the Four Horsemen are very approachable. They will talk to you like you're a regular human being or a friend for years, and they are very much as a collector and a fan as you and I and everybody else out there listening. And they want Snake Mountain to be made, because you know, it when I saw that at the San Diego Comic-Con, it was beautiful. And it was stupid huge.
I've seen the pictures of that thing. It was just ridiculous.
It was just stupid, ridiculously gigantic. And it would totally be great to have it, because it could fit so many people. And it came with the table. It came with his throne. It came with everything that you need. It needs to be made. Hopefully we will get that at some point. I just think that they need to see how much potential and profit they're going to make with everything else first before going into something as expensive to make as something like that.
Yeah, and that's one of those things, like, you don't want them to bite off too much to begin with. And I really think they have been very selective and very careful in what they've done. And I think the way that they're releasing it's very smart. So, and kind of to wrap back around to your minis point, I got to look and it was kind of digging through here, and I don't know, man. They do have a lot of little things going on. You know, there's the there's the retros, the Motu muscles, the you know. So there's a lot of that stuff out there. I don't know.
Yeah, David got those Japanese minis that they're making as well. Yeah. I forget, don't know the name of them, but I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, they're making the 5.5, 5.75 figures. They're making classic figures. They're making the retro figures. They are making a lot of stuff. Plus, they have other things, other lines that they make as well. You know, it's just not Masters of the Universe that they do. They are in pursuit of Thundercats. They are in pursuit of Princess of Power. So that hasn't stopped. They still are in the hunt. They still want to make those for us. So, you know, that, I mean, if they could just get the core Thundercat figures done, I'd be so happy.
Yeah, man, that would make a lot of people happy.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, we had, what they do, they just make Tigra and, like, three different Lion-O's of the 9-inch figure. I mean, I wish we would have, they would have finished that.
Yeah, no, that was a very promising. I actually had a few of those go through here that we did waffle and give away because of the crossover with Thundercats. And, you know, I'm a Motu only guy, but when there's a crossover, I like to talk about it. And, you know, so that's definitely was a cool thing that was getting some steam behind it. And then it just kind of fizzled out. But I don't know, man. Right now, if they could just keep cranking out what they're doing as far as Masters, I'm happy with that. I would love to see the Thundercat stuff come through because I know a lot of people want it. But, you know, what was I going to tell you? But I was driving back around to that artwork, man. Did you see the back artwork for the 3-pack?
I don't think so.
Axel threw it out there, or actually PowerCon shared it, or the .org shared it, He-Man.org shared it, and then, but anyway, it shows the box art for those PowerCon exclusive 3-packs, and if you haven't seen that, man, you really need to check it out.
Yeah, I saw it, but I didn't click on it. I was just running through the Facebook real quick. But yeah,
Axel's done some nice stuff. Jeremiah Lambert, Nate Bartsch, he's on it. So I mean, there's some killer artwork on the back of that thing. Axel's really knocked it out of the park with the pencils.
Oh, he's great, man. That dude's great. I would love for the both of them to do a comic book. I actually emailed my comic book store yesterday to see if there are any new comics coming out. So they have
nothing new for Masters.
They haven't responded yet. So,
well, here's my thought progression. I think that what we really need, and I know a lot of people didn't really like Eternity War, but man, Eternity War, I thought at least was driving us in an interesting direction and giving a good story. There were some things that I disagreed with. There were some things that I liked.
But if we
could get a solid comic, from what I understand, storylines for movies are typically sold as comic arcs. And so, you know, if we could get a killer arc going and get that out there, and then it would show the interest in the fact that, hey, we could make a movie out of this and drive in that direction and maybe get the movie going that way, because, you know, all attempts in the last 17 years have failed. And, you know, so
I honestly thought that the Eternity Wars was going to be a monthly edition comic book. I didn't think it was going to come to an end. I thought that was going to be like a forever comic.
No, along the way, you know, to begin with, I kind of wasn't sure where they were going with it at all. But then when you start getting into the higher and the later bits and parts of it, you could tell that it was arcing and coming down and going to finish. Yeah. So, but yeah, I really thought that was a great, I mean, I was happy to get it, you know?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, just to go to the comic book store every month getting a new comic is amazing.
Oh, dude, I was so excited. Like, the new Eternity War. I got to know, you know?
Yeah, it was great. You know, I mean, I'm with you. I didn't like everything. I didn't agree with everything. But it was still nice to every month look forward to a new comic book to read. You know,
I think that's why that Thundercats hurt me so bad. I mean, it was just
I have a lot of disagreements with that crossover. That's I personally, the artwork, I did not like it at all. I don't like the fact that they tried to make it realistic, but it was like goofy realistic.
I don't know, with the artwork, and I know, you know, Freddie Williams did a great job on it. I think he did a beautiful job in drawing it, but it I don't know. That's not really He-Man to me. I don't know. It just didn't feel the way I wanted it to feel, I guess. And then that has already got me, you know, off kilter before we ever get started.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when the story wasn't there, it was just kind of, oh man, there's so many discrepancies. And
I know. You know, I really need to read the whole thing again, you know, from, because, yeah, I got the first three editions, you know, when it came out every month. And then I got lazy. I didn't go to the comic book store until the last one came out. So then I read the last three. So there was 3 months that I didn't read the other three. So I kind of I like to read them all back to back to back to back. I think I actually just bought
trade paperback.
Yeah. I just actually bought that. So I'll probably read that on the train going to work one day. But yeah, the artwork really, I don't know. I didn't. I really wasn't too happy with it.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I'm an artist. It's all art stuff for me. I'm the art person. I love the artwork and who does what, and that's why I'm such a big fan of Axel stuff. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like we deserved a little better story than we got. And especially because when those two juggernauts come together, you expect something massive.
Oh, yeah.
We just didn't get it. But if we could kick off something new, and I kind of wondered, will we try to get into another comic arc? Because this one, honestly, as far as sales-wise, was very depressing. It didn't do, you know, nearly what they hoped it would do. So it's kind of like, how many strikes will we get before they stop? You know, they just stopped doing them.
Yeah. I mean, I would have personally loved to see like a 4-page battle of the Sword of Omens versus the Power Sword. You know, a great, you know, the first meeting of He-Man and Lion-O, not knowing each other, not knowing they're both good, they're both princes. You know, it just would have been really great to see them both fight it out.
Yeah, there should have been a really evenly matched, you know, sparring going on where, you know, it was a trading blows back and forth. You know, no one seems to be getting the upper edge and kind of finding out each other's strengths while that was happening. And we just didn't get that.
Yeah, no, there was a lot lacking, you know. And then, of course, they had Teela and Chitara, you know, being bitchy to each other and then each other's friend.
Well, I don't know, man. I could go on. We could have to do a whole other podcast on how Teela has been portrayed over the years. Man.
Oh, yeah. That just her. Yeah, she's just.
Give me my blonde haired warrior goddess. Come on,
please.
Man.
I am with you 100% with that. That's Teela in my eyes. That's
just in my house.
Yeah, it's she's been a roller coaster ride the last 30 something years. It's been quite a ride.
Well, we'll table that. We'll talk about that. We'll definitely get into some Teela discussion. But so I was watching the clock. What else you got? Got anything else you want to get on this evening?
Well, there was that one other topic, but I think we'll save it for next week because I think Andrew will have a lot of input on that too. So
yeah, he's super excited about that. So that's a good one.
Yeah. So do you got anything you want to plug and say before we close the show up?
No, man, just of course, as always, if you guys are looking for Masters of the Universe pages that are a little bit different and in a group and a great family, of course, check out the Waffle Mafia, man. We're Lord of Destruction Waffles, Most Powerful Waffles, and Lucky Legends. So check us out. Come be a part of the group and the family and figure out what we do over there. It's a little bit different than most places. And man, please check out Masters of the Galaxy page. It's growing. It's huge. It's there's
Yes,
so much
yes.
info on that page, man. It's really starting to evolve, and I like the direction that we're headed in. So just super excited, man. I really appreciate you having me and you guys interacting with us and talking to us and stuff. And please give us your feedback for the podcast. What you
Yeah,
want to hear?
yeah.
What, you know, we can talk about whatever. You can hear this redneck hillbilly ramble all day long, baby. We'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. And you better try to get working on getting the power con so we can have our
Man.
see if we can do a podcast from there.
There, there's hope. There's hope.
Oh,
I
oh, that's
almost got to
great.
go to a Bristol race this past week. So there's hope.
Oh, that's awesome. Very good. All right. Well, I just want to say, yeah, just to the Miz, thanks for having me.
Thanks for hunting me down.
Yeah, brother. Thanks for stalking me out. You know, you found me. You got me. I'm a part of your group. Just want to say thanks to the listeners, to the Wafflers, to everybody out there to continue listening. We really appreciate it, man. We really, really do. And again, if it wasn't for you listening, we wouldn't be doing it. And it's a lot of fun doing the show.
Yeah.
So check out the Waffle pages. Check out the Masters of the Galaxy page. And check out popculturenetwork.com. And we'll see you next time, guys. Rock on.